G'day, boys and girls. Uncle Snork here. Thanks for flicking on Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe just to help other people find the podcast. And I hope you enjoy this week's edition of the Little Big Podcast. Here are your hosts, Graham and Nathan.
Evening all.
Hello, episode 11. Thank you for joining us.
I'm very surprised that Nathan is actually here with us because I'd say he was missing in action for about 48 hours over the weekend. When it was our first trip away together. No, watch, he wasn't. Second trip away together after our London Stag weekend. Nathan was the most
drunk I've ever seen him. Yeah.
It was. There's the banging again.
Oh, no.
So much so that there are videos emerged the next morning of me pulling up his pants at the kitchen table and then also, in the complete reverse, taking off his pants, getting him into bed, to which he lied there with a grin on his face. And I maybe at the time I thought, oh, poor old Nathan, but looking back in hindsight, I think you were doing it on purpose.
I look very religious. I look like Jesus Christ in the bed with my pants down. Do you remember even doing it?
I didn't remember at the time. But I do remember now, as in when I saw the video, I was like, oh, I don't remember being in the kitchen. I don't remember that. I do remember being in the bedroom, undressing you, getting ready for bed.
Do you know when you have those disasters, when you do get very drunk? The next day I had the fear. I felt very blue. And then I started questioning. I thought I got roofied. That's what you look into. You start thinking.
You start blaming.
How did I end up like that?
Yeah.
What happened? Yes, I had a few drinks like the average man, but what led me to that place?
Well, I think it was even the night before when we were just having a chat, having a few casual ones in the house. We were with your friends and brother. And I don't know how you got so aggressive, but your brother called out the receding hairline and you threw water at him.
Oh, well,
in someone else's house, you threw water at him.
I was either going to spit in his face, and I thought that could be a bit too much.
What brought that up? What was the receder?
He said he was planning on bringing it up in the trip. He looked at me and he went, oh, I'm going to bring it up now. People are accusing me of having a receding hairline, which isn't the case.
Okay.
I was with my girlfriend yesterday. I lifted up my hair and she went, Nathan, I have the exact same thing. It's just you have an interesting hairline.
Okay,
it's not
yeah.
receding. It's just the back of it.
Of course, yeah.
Interesting hairline, not receding.
It's good to see that myself and your brother's constant receding hairline just jabbing at you. It's got to that you're having a discussion with your girlfriend.
Did you have a good time in Kilkenny?
I did have a very good time and I'm actually very happy that I won the go-karting.
Yes, I do have to say I was surprised that you won.
Seven of us won the go-karting. It was a big build-up. I'm very competitive and I took it very seriously because there was two main competitions. There was money on the table as well. It was €5 everybody in for FIFA. I had no opportunity. I had no chance of winning FIFA. I was knocked out first round. I knew all my money was in the go-karting basket. €10 ahead, €70 in the pot, €40 for the winner, €20 for second, €10 getting your money back for third. I was taking it very seriously. And I won. I led from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And I didn't lose my first position in about half an hour, 35 minutes of racing. I was delighted with myself.
Like, what advice do you have for anyone doing the go-karting? Because it was my first time. I was very nervous. I didn't want to crash. I didn't want to be like Richard Hammond in Top Gear. I think you said beforehand, you can't show any fear. You've got to go around the corners with speed.
Well, no, I didn't say that. I said you got to slow up, you got to accelerate through the corners. But I was lucky. They gave us practice laps, to which I spun out twice, knowing that
Did you actually? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I spun out twice in the practice laps because I was going too quick into the corners. And I knew that if I broke around the corners as well, I was going to spin out. So I got it down to a T. I would get around the corners, I slow right down, bring around, then accelerate out. I was absolutely delighted. Nathan was lapped three times. He finished dead last. It was so funny when you come around to Nathan and he was so upright and driving carefully. And it's lucky he didn't have, if he had indicators, he would be using them as well.
I was genuinely pulling over just to let people go by.
Once I was trying to lap you, I think it was the second time, and I had a real heated battle with Maddie, who was by me, and you weren't letting me pass. And the main thing when we were all brought in at the very beginning, that we're all said, if you are being lapped, you've got to pull in, let people go. Oh, but Nathan was making stupid jokes.
One of the jokes. Come on, there are a few humdingers now. I knew I was going to be last, but I thought, look, I want them to know I'm a funny man.
You said something along the lines of, has anyone not finished? What was the one? Has anyone ever not finished?
I think I said that, yeah.
Something like
that. He didn't really enjoy that.
He didn't enjoy us at all.
I did say something sexual that I'm not going to repeat, but once again, he did not enjoy that.
And also, I was sitting there taking it so seriously, and the six other people laughing and joking, and I could tell your man was trying to tell us the rules, and I was thinking, can we just hear the rules, please? Because I want to get going. And I was like, oh, look at this. Oil skins, oh, they're so big. Oh, it was actually just very annoying.
But overall, it was a fantastic trip. I should apologise. I wasn't great company on the drive back.
No, sat in silence in the back of the car.
You wanted to play games. You're getting on well with Maddie.
Yeah.
Halfway through, I went, I feel I'm going to throw up. I need to sit in the front.
Yeah, that was the worst thing that happened. Then you had to sit in the front. We had to have awkward conversation because you felt like you had to talk then.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of like, oh, God.
It wasn't great conversation.
I felt like just pulling it and just kicking it out into the motorway.
All in all, it was a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, you said that five times now.
But
okay,
I
get
should
over
say,
it. We've moved on.
I should say I felt very blue when I came back. Wasn't in the best of forms. And then what? It was Monday. My phone starts buzzing. I think, what is this? Maybe it's a TV opportunity. Maybe someone wants me in their TV show.
Maybe.
Not the case.
Oh.
Facebook message.
I don't know about you, but is anyone else very worried when they get a Facebook messenger? Because anyone I know, for me, anyone I know I'm close to and I want to hear from is going to get me on WhatsApp. If anyone has any business or anything like that, i.e. TV opportunities, which don't happen, they'll get me on my email.
Yeah.
Facebook message says to me,
I'm not your friend, but I want something from you.
I'm not your friend, but I want something from you. Or, whoa, we haven't seen each other in so long. I'm actually in Dublin in the next couple of weeks.
You get a lot of that.
Any chance you can sit up on my couch?
You get a lot of that from Canadians, don't you?
Yeah, got one from Canadian there the last day. Didn't get a chance to meet him though. Our schedules didn't cross.
Happy days. 1-0 Graham.
I know. Stop.
Well, this is from a teacher. All right. I recognize this name. It's a teacher from my secondary school. And all I can see is, hi, Nathan. How are you? Any chance of ...
Oh, there's something. So I'm going to say, any chance of any wristbands to win that money you're giving away on the show?
I clicked into it.
And it's not that.
It's not that.
Any chance of tickets to who's playing recently? Harry Styles?
A middle-aged woman.
Okay. Dua Lipa.
Birthday bingo. No, it was any chance of you coming to talk to a class about radio.
Great.
Or of them visiting you at the radio station. Now, I've clicked in. She knows I've seen it. I haven't replied yet. I can just see here she's been active over an hour ago. This was Monday.
It's now
Wednesday.
It's now 10 past 12 on a Wednesday.
I just don't know what to do. I don't want to do it, if I'm honest with you.
Why?
Because I know someone that's done it before.
In the same class for this teacher?
Yes.
Okay.
They were in the year ahead of me. They did it and they said to me, look, it's not great. The class, they're not interested in radio. It's a transition year class.
Oh, sorry. I thought it's
the way mandatory.
I thought you were talking like these people have an interest in radio and they do a radio module. Oh, it's just bums.
It's just
transition year bums that do nothing. I don't want to be listening to you coming in talking.
No, and the guy said he was a very technical man, my friend. He was speaking about voice, how to use it properly and editing and everything like that. But he began by saying, stick up your hand if you listen to the radio. No one's sticking up their
hand. Oh my God, here we go again.
Oh, Adrian Kennedy is back again.
Sit down.
Adrian, you're a little bit late this time.
You're 9 minutes late, Adrian.
Sorry, lads, I wasn't expecting you to be in here yet again.
Adrian, you'll be happy to know it's not dark in the studio.
I can see that, yes. It's actually quite nice today.
We have a lot of people that were listening last week. And they were saying, wow, Adrian Kenny on the podcast, how come Nathan didn't do his impression of Jeremy Dixon?
Do you have one?
I'm still working on it, Adrian.
It's fair game because Jeremy does one of you as well, so I think it's fair game.
Will you do your impression of Adrian?
Right, lads, come on, I'm going to sit back and listen to this.
Okay. I don't really know what my Jeremy sounds like. Can you have
Okay, wait a second.
What would I say?
Let's do a show. Okay. This is Dublin's 98 FM. Text or WhatsApp us in this morning. Jeremy, what is going on?
Adrian, I was in the supermarket there and someone slapped me on the ass.
Well done, lads, you're bang on.
Yes, thank you.
I couldn't think of the number.
You actually sounded like a better Jeremy than Jeremy does.
Out of 10, what is that? What'd you get that, Adrian?
Very good, I like it, I like
Thank you very much.
Anything that sounds even vaguely like Kermit the Frog is Jeremy.
How are you, Adrian? Adrian, I have a dilemma here. You might be able to help me, okay? I got a Facebook message on Monday from a teacher from my old secondary school. Right. She wants me to go into the class and give them advice about how to get into radio.
You?
Yeah,
you?
Well, settle down now, Adrian.
It's brilliant.
But the thing is, it's a class that isn't interested in radio.
Someone in Spin did it 2 years ago and said it was horrendous, that no one cared.
I have done that once. I did it once about maybe 10 years ago, and again, I wouldn't do it again because you were talking to a class where maybe one kid out of the whole class might be interested in radio, the rest weren't. They didn't give a shit.
Did you say at the beginning who listens to radio?
Yeah, and most of them did, but were they interested in getting involved in radio? No, none of them, bar one young fella. I could have just met him and had a chat with him. That would have been better.
What happened to that young fellow? He ended up George Hook.
He's out of the job now.
He's actually your boss in Spin.
Oh, brilliant.
So how does Nathan reply to this now?
See, because I saw it on Monday and I haven't replied. It's Wednesday now.
I wouldn't do it again, I have to say. Unless it's a class of that are doing journalism or doing something to do with radio, but if it's just an ordinary
transition
class,
years, you don't give a shit about anything.
They don't care, yeah. No. We've had transition years in on placement in the radio station and they just walk around and they couldn't care less.
Isn't it great that we don't get them anymore?
No, it's great. Yeah, it is. Lads, I'm going to leave you to it.
Okay, thank you, Adrian.
We're ready at 15.
The king.
He does it again.
Sensational. He's like a sprinkle of cayenne pepper and a duck breast.
I am sweating so much.
Oh, why did you bring up the Jeremy impression?
Because as I was bringing up the Jeremy impression, I forgot that I had an Adrian impression.
I could see the look on your face when I said do the Adrian impression, and you thought, why?
Bullets are coming out of me. Look,
you are
sweat.
Sweating.
Look at the sweat on me. Okay, well, first of all, it's very hot in here, but then if it was Jeremy, I was like, oh, flip off Jeremy.
I just don't want to offend Adrian. And then I panicked and I brought up the teacher thing.
He liked it though.
I think he liked that.
I know it's great having Adrian on, but it's so stressful because we have to try and impress him so
this
much.
Is an unpredictable room. You really, we are just showmen. We have to turn it on. Here we can relax now.
Yeah, everyone is kind of, I think I'd like to feel that anyone listening would be kind of like,
take a deep breath.
They could feel the energy in the room there.
It was tense.
Yeah, the change in tone between myself and yourself. I can't even speak. No, yours is better than mine.
I felt bad to hear my George Hook joke there.
No, that's all right.
I think I kind of made it seem though that Adrian's really old. That's what I'm scared of.
No,
the young boy in my class. Oh, George Hook.
I think you're George Hook is fair game
panicking,
now.
Yeah.
So you're going to okay. So you're
so
not
just
gonna,
asking.
Well, there we go. Adrian gave you the question.
No, but he didn't really say. Should I reply? Like, what can I say here?
When's the last time you've spoken to her?
School. A year and a half. Yeah.
Year and a half. Don't reply.
See, I just don't want it to look like I'm rude.
Maybe say the person. Oh, no, you can't say that. Say, look, say something. The schedule's very busy. If there was people who are definitely involved, I could come chat to one or two of them. But to a class, it doesn't bother me. Like, you're not obliged to do this.
Yeah, but
you're not obliged to. You know, like, you know. So maybe say if there are people who are definitely, you don't want to mess over with people who actually really want to know. If there are people who are definitely involved, I could take a couple of them. But I say maybe I'm not interested in chatting to a class of people who have no interest in radio.
Because I'm a broken man. I'm a broken man. I did something a few weeks ago that wasn't great. I emceed an event and there was three people in the rain, including my parents.
So two of them were your parents. And one of them was walking his dog.
I was trying to get very cocky. It was absolutely lashing rain and I said, everyone, come on, let's get the party started.
You're emceeing an event.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's an event.
We won't for say free. For free.
It's for charity.
Yeah.
It's for charity, so you did it for free. Fair play. But you gave up your whole Saturday for it. And you're on a stage, and what, there's three people there, and what do you say? Two of them's your parents.
Everyone, please, let's move closer to the stage. Come on. My mum's the only one that moves forward. I was like, why, Dad, aren't you moving forward? Support me.
He's probably thinking, I don't want to be associated
no
with this
son of mine.
With this guy.
And I felt so annoyed during the day that I left. I smoke bombed. You know, I smoke bombed a charity event.
Oh my God.
first in the queue to go to hell, please.
And I remember you were messaging me that day saying, I'm never doing anything like that again.
Yeah.
For free.
And then this came along.
The problem with us is we are so hypocritical. Me and you are the biggest hypocrites ever. We'll go around thinking, oh, we want to do events. Then we'll get an event and then we'll go, I'm never doing one again unless I get paid. And then one of them come, no, you're not getting paid. And then we go, okay, we'll do it just this one time. We can't stick to what we do because I think we're too soft.
Oh, we are. I keep saying to people, we'll do an event. Oh, don't forget about the money. I keep saying, forget about the money. Even when
have you said that?
When they're about to put a hand in a wallet, whoa. Forget about the money.
I hope I haven't been involved in these events that you said.
Well, yesterday. We were speaking to someone.
Oh, that's different.
Wow, is that different?
That's different.
About the money.
That's different. Yeah. It's like, there's money. We're like, we don't want the money.
Yeah.
Well, I think we'll just do that to be nice. Give us a bit of money. Again, sponsorship. We're still waiting on sponsorship. Speaking of money, we may be getting a bit of sponsorship now, though. Profile may be upped. Well, I think the profile for me may be upped, not for you. Have you seen the posters around town?
I've only seen one. I haven't seen on my walk home.
I haven't seen any billboards. So there's posters off the show, fully charged up around town for the next 2 weeks. They're on. I think there's one on, I heard,
Suffolk Street.
Go by, you walk home on the nice road, don't you? Don't walk down Cameron Street.
No.
Walk down Cameron Street today. Outside at the Palace and outside of Flannery's at the bus stop. It's supposed to be a fully charged poster as well. However, you look at this and you think, God, Graham looks slightly better than usual.
A bit stern.
A little bit stern, nice, a bit more colour. He's been a little bit photoshopped. Yeah. And then he goes, who's the guy behind him? Who's that guy? Who's he?
What, wearing the shirt full of ducks?
I mean, I know he does a show with Nathan, but that's not Nathan's forehead.
I'm very different. They've halved my forehead. They've added freckles on my face. I look like Wayne Rooney. Genuinely, I don't look well. They've done a pigment to my skin. I look like I've jaundice.
If you see the posters around town, will you please look at Nathan's forehead? If you haven't noticed it yet, look at Nathan's forehead.
But the problem is they've added hair to my head. I told you about it's not a receding hairline, it's my hairline, and they've added tufts of hair to the side, so I have a weird-shaped head.
That's because they're afraid that they were a youth station and they don't want people thinking, why is there an old man with the receding... Why is Sven-Göran Eriksson on the show with Graham?
Oh, you hardly look great. Like, you're grand. You're not great.
I'm better than you.
Oh, Lord. It's have you encountered them on the drive home? Have you seen
them? I haven't driven anywhere yet this week.
Just to avoid it. Come on, will you come out?
No.
I'm staying in for 2 weeks until they're off.
I can't leave the house. You want to play this game? Last week, Elf on the Shelf.
I was very annoyed that I couldn't get to it last week.
But I like, because people are now wondering, what is Elf on the Shelf?
Can you explain it? You explain it a little bit better than I do.
Okay, it started off as a Twitter hashtag, Elf on the Shelf, where it was just a picture of when Christmas comes, for the kids, you put these little elves on shelves. And people goes, Elf on a Shelf. That rhymes. It's someone on something. And people goes, you've heard of Elf on the Shelf, but have you heard of Obama on a llama? Mike Pence on a fence? Lord on a Ford? So it's someone on a something. And Nathan and I have got very carried away with this game. This is a class game just sitting around at home with mainly footballers we've been doing.
Yeah, I've tried to stay away from that. I have no footballers here.
But you can do with anyone on anything. And all you have to do is describe the situation without saying the words. We played in the car going down to Kilkenny. I've played it every single night nearly in my house with my housemates.
So much fun.
It's so much fun. So how many have you got for me?
I have 5. We'll go with 5. Okay. All right.
I'm really good at this game.
You're going to get them very quickly. They're actually quite easy. They're amateur level,
okay.
I would say.
Well, you've wasted your... See, the problem is Nathan really wanted to do Elf on the Shelf last week. And no, wait till next week. And the second we get out of the studios, we'll just do them now and I'll make up some new ones.
See, what I really wanted to do was The Wrestler on male genitalia.
But let's keep it clean.
I'm so happy
with
that.
Let's keep it clean.
Oh, it is clean. All right. A dead rapper on something that you put on a poster.
Tupac on Blue Tack.
There we go. We're speaking to a pro here. A Star Wars character and a car company. Silence is deafening. Oh, I thought you'd get that immediately.
A car company.
Yeah, a car make, whatever.
Oh, wait now. So,
well, what's the difference?
A company is Ford, a make is Focus.
Just think of it. You'll get, once you get the character.
Obi-Wan Kenobi on a Bugatti.
Yoda on a Skoda.
Oh, that's a good one.
Asian food on a dog.
Oh, noodle on a poodle.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's poodle on a noodle. Go with the person or thing first on something.
Okay, okay.
I'm very strict to that rule.
Yeah. What I will say, we don't want dirty. Comedian and a male genitalia. We don't need to go there.
Chris Rock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. This is interesting now. Someone who is part of the Kardashians in a capital city. I know it's not great part of the Kardashians. I should probably say a rapper. I'm giving you a lot there. And a capital city. In a capital city.
Okay. I don't know which part of the name it rhymes with.
See, I don't know if I should tell you that or not. Will I give you the...
Oh, Kanye West in Bucharest?
I was hoping for Budapest, but bonus point.
Well, which one is a capital city?
Who knows?
I'm going to check.
Also, this is a little bit racy. It's not sexual, but it's more so narcotics. Is that allowed?
I wasn't listening. Sorry, what?
This isn't sexual, but into narcotics.
Ah, yeah, go on.
Yeah. Children's TV cartoon character on drugs.
Children's character. Can you narrow down that for me?
Would have been big in the 90s type of dog.
Okay. Why am I thinking Garfield? That's a cat.
Garfield on ketamine.
I don't know who.
Scooby on a doobie.
Oh, I've seen that. I should have got that.
Yeah, there you go, son. Play at home.
Hey, let us know how much you got. That'd be nice.
That'd be nice. Review.
Rate, review. Check the reviews there and see what's happening.
Subscribe as well.
Check them.
Me?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to check the emails now.
Here we go. Look at us checking. We're like squirrels. Here we go. Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast. Oh, pops up immediately. See, all I'm seeing is play, not buy. This is a lovely one. Ian Durkin. Will I read this out?
Yeah.
When you're listening to the radio in the car, everyone is like, would they ever stop talking shite and just play some music? But with Graham and Nathan, you purposely choose to listen to them every morning.
Aww.
For them and not the music.
That's class. Yes. Ian Durkin, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ian.
Usually it's our mates who are doing this, but yeah. I haven't heard of an Ian Durkin before.
I love your review, Graham. Wow, by definitely not Graham. 5 stars all around for these guys, especially Graham.
Thanks, Ian Durkin. That was absolutely lovely. Rate and review if you want. It'll help us as Uncle Snork says.
Uncle Snorky.
On the top of the bottom of these podcasts. It'll help us move up the charts.
Yeah.
Today is from Slinky.
Oh, okay.
Hi, guys. Long time listener, first time emailer. That's what I like to hear.
Welcome to the club.
Now, due to a crippling fear of your listenership learning my true identity, I must insist that you refer to me as Slinky for this question. God forbid our fans will be running after you. My question is one of a dietary consumerism and how millennials determine what is indeed a well-balanced nutritional lifestyle.
Oh, this is brilliant.
If you can only eat one breakfast, one lunch and one dinner, the same 3 meals every day for the rest of your life, what would you choose and why?
Excellent question,
Please
Slinky.
Please spare no details. So it can only be one breakfast, one lunch and one dinner.
Breakfast for the rest of my life.
I just had a fantastic lunch there.
Well, what did you have for breakfast?
I'm on my third meal already today.
Are you?
Yeah. Okay, for breakfast, I would have what I'm having now because I absolutely adore it. It is porridge with almond milk, blueberries and raspberries. For me, it is like a dessert every morning.
It's absolutely delicious. I've had that before. What I'm having now, because I'm on the breakfast show and I don't want to bring in raspberries and blueberries.
Do you have a radio show?
I do. I have a poster. I look like Frankenstein. Anyway, I have porridge, banana, a little bit of honey, and a spoonful of peanut butter.
Happy days.
How are you doing?
We're healthy. Now, this is the rest of our life. Are we...
I'm happy with that. I'll take that.
Are we going to stay healthy for the rest of our lives?
Yes. I want to live longer.
Now, my problem is I've done the same lunch I do every 2 weeks. I had couscous and turkey breasts.
Oh, look at you.
The last couple of weeks, and I'm sick of it. Before that, I had turkey burgers and vegetables. Now I'm sick of that.
This man has notions.
One lunch.
Do you mind being a fat old
Got
man?
Got it. I know what I'm going to have for lunch every day.
What?
Chicken, bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwich, brown bread toasted with sweet potato soup. I had sweet potato soup the last day and it was absolutely delicious.
I'm going to have
Oh my God. That's my lunch, Slinky.
That's a huge meal. I think you actually...
Well, we're only allowed 3 meals. So okay. we need to...
Oh, true. Right, I'm going to carb it up at lunchtime.
Oh, yes,
Is that
son.
A problem? I think it's okay. It's a healthy carb. Spaghetti with a tomato sauce, and I might have some sort of side salad with tomatoes and mozzarella.
Okay.
Balsamic vinegar. But I want my spaghetti, because look, only 3 meals. I love my spaghetti.
Okay, here we go. I am going to sacrifice my trying to be healthy lifestyle. No, I'm not. No, I'm
not. Are you not?
Yeah, I am. If you only know
three... Takeaway.
No.
Grace's Chicken Hut. God, hey. They make good chicken. If you're listening, sponsor us. We'll sponsor you.
I'm thinking either between a steak pie, chicken fillet burger, or a normal burger.
So what have you had so far with breakfast in terms
porridge.
Of carb? Is that carbohydrate?
Ah, forget about that. If we're only being strict enough to have 3 meals the rest of our lives, I'm like, thinking, I'm going to go for a steak pie. And steak pies is good. We get better bland.
You could go for a chicken pie.
No, because I want to have chicken at lunchtime. I'm going to go for cheeseburger and chips.
Are you?
Cheeseburger and chips. Yeah.
Oven chips?
No, chipper chips.
Oh, man, for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but...
What is going on here?
What do I want?
Will you be able to sleep at night? Very salty now. Do you ever get very thirsty?
I just drink. What do you want? If you wrap this up soon enough, it's just going to have to help.
I'm going to go with a steak. A nice medium cooked steak.
With potatoes?
Boiled potatoes. And once again, let's throw a salad in there. I think I'm living longer with those meals.
Thank you so much, Nathan.
And thank you,
Slinky.
Slinky, don't be a stranger.
Slinky. Any emails, grahamandnathan@gmail.com. We really like that one. Rate and review us as well. You just search Graham and Nathan, you click on our little page, and then a little menu comes up and you click reviews. It's the middle one. I hope that was descriptive enough. And please do send in your emails. We love getting your emails in. grahamandnathan@gmail.com.
Check out the posters.
Check out the posters. Let us know what you think as well. Thank you for joining us for episode 11. And it is 28 minutes and 25 seconds ish.
Boom, that's a good time. That's why you want to be hitting.
Let's let Adrian in.
Thanks for listening to Graham and Nathan's Little Big Podcast. If you liked what you heard, rate and review and subscribe as well. It'll help other people find the podcast and you'll be alerted every time there's a new episode. Catch you next Thursday for more adventures and fun from Graham and Nathan. Until next time, I'm Uncle Snork. You have yourself a good week.